Okay, good evening, everybody. So tonight, Bezer Shem, we're continuing in Simon Shin Samach Beis, and today we are doing Se'ifim Gimel and Dalid. Today's Amr is Reish Yud Zayin Amr Aleph, and again, we're continuing in Simon Shin Samach Beis, Se'if Gimel. Mechitza Medes Me'elehu. If you have a mechitza that's there on its own, Da'ayinu Shlonas She Mechitza. It was never placed there to make a mechitza. You just happen to have a partition that's present. So Ksheira, that is a valid mechitza. Mechitza Shenasas Peshabbos. If you have a mechitza that was made on Shabbos, Ksheira, that's also Ksheira. However, that's only if it was made on Shabbos Beshogeg. Aval Bemezid, but if one purposely built a Mechitza on Shabbos, having Mechitza Lahachmir, Lechayef Azog Mershus Ram Letocha, that's enough of a Mechitza for one to be Chayef if you throw from Mershus Rabim to the area inside that Mechitza. So it is a Mershus Hayachid on a Doraisa level, you're going to be Chayef for that. Avlo Lahatir Letaltel Bitocha, but we're not going to allow you to carry inside of such a mechitza that was made bemezid on Shabbos, meaning a person cannot construct for themselves a reshus hayachid on Shabbos. Let's see the mishabura tezayin ksheira v'afil lo samchol amer of Shabbos. A mechitza was nasis me'aleh is kosher even if you were not relying on it in erev Shabbos. B'Shabbos ksheira, a mechitza was made on Shabbos is kosher v'afil lo nasis gamkin l'shem mechitza, even if it also wasn't made l'shem mechitza. But if it was built on Shabbos b'shogeg, haynu shalo yada shayom Shabbos, so show you Shiggas Malacha. Either you didn't know that today was Shabbos, or it was a Shiggas Malacha, which means you knew that today was Shabbos, but you didn't know that this is a Malacha and that you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. V'im tziva ruvein l'shimol nasos mechitza. So then the Mishmur says, you know, the Shulchan Aruch spoke about if mechitza is made b'mezid. Shulchan Aruch spoke about if mechitza is made b'shogeg. Shulchan Aruch didn't talk about what if one guy asked another guy to build a mechitza, and for one of them it was mezid, and for the other one it was shogeg. So v'im tziva ruvein l'shimol Lasos mechitza. If Reuven told Shimon to make a mechitza, kedei letaltel ba, so that he could be metaltel in it, o sheyada sheShimon osa b'shvilo, or he knew that Shimon was making it for him, vayenichal eshetase kedei shiuchal letaltel ba. And that it was to be something that he would benefit from, that he'd be able to be metaltel in it. Mashma Loshan Rambam. The shuv asu l'ruvein l'taltaba after Shimon asal b'shkaga till the day nachshav kibezid, that since the person who's benefiting from it was b'mezid, even though he's not the one that built it, and the guy that built it was b'shogeg, it's going to be treated like a mechitza that was made b'mezid on Shabbos, which is aser. Sifkat niyotas avalo lahatir mishum knas. The reason why we don't rely on this mechitza lahatir is because of a knas. V'aser gam l'kol adam l'taltal yidei zu a mechitza ba'osu Shabbos. Meaning if a mechitza was made b'mezid on Shabbos, the reason you're not allowed to be metaltel in it, and we don't treat it like a Rosh Hashiachid l'kula, is a special kenasa. We don't want to encourage people to be violating Shabbos. And it's also for anybody to use such a mechitza on Shabbos. Back on the top line now, v'hani mili shlo hayisham mechitza tchila, aval hayisham v'yisira v'chazor v'nasis, that's only if a mechitza wasn't there before Shabbos started, but if there was a mechitza there prior to that, and then it was taken down, and then it was rebuilt, then afilu b'mezid chazor l'tera rishon, even if it was rebuilt b'mezid, it goes back to being mutter, kagon, and the example would be, bezo gimel shekifu b'machzala osvivoseim, you have two or three people that surround an area with mats that they use as fencing, b'rishos harabim, and they create a rishos yachid in a rishos harabim by having fencing, v'ivdilu gam b'neim b'machzalos, but not only do they surround the area that they're staying in with mats, they put fencing in between each of their own areas within the larger enclosure, the Irvu Yachad, and they made an Eruv with each other so they can carry from my Rishos to your Rishos all within this larger enclosure. Mutar l'taltel mizel l'zeh, they're allowed to carry from one to the other. Niglulu amachzila'os, but what if those mats that they're using as fencing get rolled up and therefore they're no longer a mechitza, nesru, so now the area becomes aser because it's not a Rishos Yachad anymore. Chazru v'nisparsu. Then if they roll out these mats again, afilu b'mezid, even if they do it b'mezid, chazru l'heterin harishon, it goes back to the original heter. So that's the big chiddush of the Shulchan Aruch over here, is that even though they built this fencing b'mezid, but since prior to, since when Shabbos started, the fencing was there already, and it's just that it was taken down, and it was rebuilt b'mezid, we do not apply this kenas. Mishabur sivkat n'chav, shalo ha'isosham, v'hu adin k'shayis ha'v'nisra kodem Shabbos. It could be even that it was there, but it was knocked down before Shabbos, that's considered making it anew, and that's not just considered putting back up that which was there. Meaning the whole this whole caveat of the Shulchan Aruch is only if when Shabbos started, the mechitza was there. And we say the example Shulchan Aruch gave is you knocked it down, but it doesn't have to be that you knocked it down. It could just be that it got knocked down on its own, that you didn't do anything to physically actively knock it down. And the Shulchan Aruch gave the example Kagon Shnayim, like you have two or three people that surround the area with fencing, and then they put fencing in between them. So Yachal Tzair B'Pshitos. The truth is, Shulchan Aruch could have given a much simpler example. He could have just given an example of one guy goes out and puts fencing around him and makes it into Rosh Hashiachid. Then he takes down that fencing. Then he puts it back up in the middle of Shabbos. And that would have been the same halacha. That since when Shabbos started, there was a mechitza there. So now, even though you put it back up in the middle of Shabbos, it's fine. The reason the Shulchan Aruch wanted to give me a case of two and three guys where it's not only that they put it up on that there was a mechitza around them, but a mechitza in between them, and they had an eruv, because it's trying to tell me an additional chiddush. That you might have thought that the eruv between them gets cancelled once the mechitzas fall down. So not only are the mechitzas around the general area going to be reactivated when they're rebuilt, but even the eruv gets reactivated. They put up fencing on a weekday, and they put it up in a way that they're stable, that the wind will not blow it down, like we said in Sivalev. And therefore, they thereby turn the place into a Rishos Yachid. And they made an Eruv. Even though there's fencing in between them. Since they're able to utilize the areas of their friends and neighbors through those mats and that fencing, it's as if there's a wall with a doorway in between, and that makes it viable to have an eruv between the properties. Niglu amachzalos, but if they then roll up those mats, shesvivo saying that are around the area of nispatul mechitzos, and therefore the mechitzos are gone. So even if they put it back up in mezid, it's going to be mutter. That is the sheet of the Shulchan Aruch. Now comes along the Mishnah Berurah and he says you should know. Rov Rishonim disagree with this massive kula of the Shulchan Aruch. Vidas Rov Haposkin, the majority of Rishonim say, and in Sharetzion Tazayin, he points out who that majority is. Rashi tells us, Arash, Mashmol Sarif, Arambam, etc. So he says, Rov Haposkin say, Dememchitza Shinas al Yada B'Shabbos Roshus HaYachid, Lo Amrinu D'Chazol Le'Atera Rishon Kishnas B'Mezid, that a Mechitza that was, that turned an area into a Roshus HaYachid, and then you took down the Mechitza and you put it back up in Mezid on Shabbos, it does not go back to being Roshus HaYachid. The only case that it works to say that even though you did it in Mezid, it's going to go back to the original heter, is if the whole area was Rosh Hashiachid anyway. And the mechitza in question is not a mechitza that turns the area into Rosh Hashiachid Daraisa. The area is Rosh Hashiachid Daraisa. The mechitza in question is a mechitza between the various residents of that Rosh Hashiachid. That each one made an eruv. When that mechitza falls down, they're not allowed to be metal, because they asr on one another. Meaning, let's say you have a large enclosed area that's all a Rosh Hashiachid, and there are, let's say, 10 houses in that area. So there's fencing that separates 5 houses on one side from the 5 houses on the other side. And each set of 5 houses makes an eruv between them. So this set of 5 houses has their own eruv, that set of 5 houses has their own eruv. If the wall between the 5 and the 5 comes down, now none of them are allowed to be metaltal, because they didn't make an eruv with all 10, they only made an eruv with their immediate neighbors, so no one will be allowed to carry. Oh, if you rebuild that mechitza, then those eruvin are reactivated, and each person is allowed to carry, because the whole thing is a Rosh Hashiach to begin with. Even though building a mechitza is nisdoraisa, it goes back to the original heter. Yachid. Because anyway, the whole area is a Rishos Yachid, Veina Bar Rak L'Chalek HaDiyurin. And the whole Mechitza is just there to divide up the residents. V'gam B'zeh Davka K'shekvar Hoysa Shama Mechitza El Shenafla. But even that is only if the Mechitza pre-existed and then fell down. Avalim Lois Shama Mechitza, but if the Mechitza never existed prior, V'asa B'Shabbos, and you just made it on Shabbos, Avshu Rak L'Chalek Diyurin, even though it's only for some of the Diyurin, Avshu Rak L'Chalek Diyurin, rather, even though it's only to divide the diurin, to divide the people on this side from the people on that side, aser, it's going to be aser. Now we move on to Sif Dalid. Svina mutul taltal b'kuli, you're allowed to carry throughout an entire boat, afilu yosim beis asayim, even if it's very large, larger than beis asayim, de chashiva mukefas ledira, because we view the walls of a boat as if they are mukefas ledira. Vayin the kaman simshin sanghav, sof simshin pei beis, where we're going to discuss more about boats. Kafa aladur tachteha, let's say you turn a boat upside down on dry land to live underneath the boat, you're using the boat as shelter, havi rishos yachid, afaleha, then even on top of the boat would be considered rishos yachid. Kafal lezovsa, but if you turn it upside down, not to live underneath it, but just to retar the bottom of the boat, ein metaltum ba ela bedalad amos, then you're only allowed to carry on four amos of the boat, imi yosem esasayim, if it's larger than mesasayim, because then it's not considered hukaf ledira. Misha baruch av zayin, vayin lekaman simshin samach vav, siv beis ba'aga, afaleha, so you're allowed to carry even on top of it, amrin good asik mechitzta, because we assume that the walls are, we view them as if they continue to go upward. So even though the boat is upside down and you're standing on the on top of the, you know, the boat, on top of the bottom of the boat, so to speak, so the mechitzos are considered to be surrounding you. Va'afilu hi yosem beis asayim, and even if it's larger than beis asayim, gamkin mutal tatal sham, you're also allowed to be metalta there, dekivin de lamata mukaf ledira, chashvinun kilu lamala gamkin mukaf ledira, because since the walls around the boat are considered to be hukaf ledira, we view the area on top also as if it's hukaf ledira. Ela bedalad amos. But we said if it's you just turned it over to put some tar or pitch on it, and it's bigger than beis asayim, then you're only allowed to carry dalad amos. De bezesha kafa'o lezovsa bital mechitzoseh mitores dira. By turning it over in order to pitch it, in order to tar it, then you're mevatal the mechitzos from being a dira. V'lechein, af tachteha in metaltalimba, and therefore even underneath it you're not allowed to carry el bedalad amos any more than four amos, kivin shi yosim mi beis asayim, because it's an area that's larger than beis asayim, and v'kolshken the maila, and certainly on top where you're not actually physically surrounded by mechitzos, and it's yosim beis asayim, there for sure you're not allowed to carry. So to review what we learned tonight, in Sif Gimel we said that if a mechitza is just there, even though you didn't build it for that purpose, it is a valid mechitza to use for Shabbos. If a person built a mechitza on Shabbos bishogeg, then you're allowed to use that mechitza on Shabbos. If a person built a mechitza on Shabbos in violation of Hilchos Shabbos bimezid, then we make a knas that he's not allowed to use the area as a rishos yachin, even though it is a rishos yachin midaraisa. So if you throw something from a rishos rabim into it, you're going to be chayiv, but we make a knas that he's not allowed to use it, and that knas extends even to a guy who asks someone else to build a mechitza for him, and that someone else did it b'shogeg, but for you, for the guy who asked for it and is benefiting from it, it's mezid. And then the Shulchan Aruch had a huge chiddush that if a mechitza was made even b'mezid, but it was remade, it was a mechitza that was there before Shabbos and then it fell down, or you took it down on Shabbos and you remade it on Shabbos, you're allowed to continue using it. But the Mishnah Berurah told us Rov Rishonim do not agree with that. Rov Rishonim hold that only a mechitza that separates an area that's already a Rishos HaYachid can fall into that category of being remade and therefore mutter. But an area that's turned into a Rishos HaYachid by virtue of its mechitzos, no way that you're allowed to use it when you remake it b'mezdin. And then in Sif Dalid we said that you're allowed to carry on a boat even if it's bigger than Beis HaSayim because it's considered to be hukaf ledira, and that's true even if the boat is upside down and you're standing on top of it. But if you turn the boat upside down just to put tar or pitch on the boat, then, and it's bigger than Beis HaSayim, then you're only allowed to carry within Dalid Amos. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll be back regular place, regular time with Si'ifim, Hey, Vav, and Zayin tomorrow, Bezrus Hashem.